Everyone, welcome to More Than Meets Guys. We are going to go back a little bit to the UK comic of Transformers. And here with me, as always, with comic editions, is Boo, the excellent underground.com.
Howdy, we're riding the Typhoo T tram back to the UK.
Yes, covered up by my microphone. The Typhoo T-Tram. Gotta sit on Valentine Optus Prime's shoulder if I can get it back up there. Okay, we're good. Didn't fall over. But yeah, so
Whole shelf collapses behind
God, I hope not. There's a lot on there.
you.
The we so this is weird. It's part of the Brainstorm mini arc, I think. When
Yes.
that's when
Not the
Buster,
headmaster. Not
yeah,
the
exactly. When Buster has the Matrix of leadership in his head, and
Yeah, the creation
the
matrix.
Creation Matrix. Thank you. And that's Optimus Prime's head still sitting in Shockwave's lab.
I thought
So,
you were gonna say in his lap.
I mean, he may be stroking it, telling the sweet nothings. I don't know. I don't get involved in the Shockwave. I guess slash, we'll call it.
He saves the emotional times he has, for behind closed doors.
He's like Megatron in the War for Cybertron miniseries or the
Oh, talking to
movie
Ultra
series.
Magnus's
Talk
head.
Ultra Magnus said, yeah. Oh
Except
my God.
Prime's head actually talks back. So.
I wish they that's a show, or I guess three shows that I saw so much potential in. And I think if they had done something more with Megatron going a little, talking and imagining Ultra Magnus talking back to him, that would have been a cool like tangent, but they didn't do anything with that.
They needed more episodes. It was kind of rushed. They didn't spend enough time.
Kinda.
Yeah, I think if they had more time to work on character development rather than like just pushing the plot line through, it would have been a better series.
That and if Alita One hadn't been, we're so sad. Everything's terrible, Optimus. All the time, the entire time.
Well, that's Skybound Elite also.
Except, I don't know. Skybound Alita is more angry. I guess she kind of reminds me of, I don't know. She's kind of like the Alita One and her crew on Cybertron. If they got mad at the boys when they came back and then left again.
Yeah.
So,
Well, in the Sunbow series, all they had to do was deal with Shockwave, who couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now Shockwave is lost in Skybound and she's angry.
That's what it was. That was like the guy that you played Ding Dong Ditch on, the old man, go egg his car. See, he's gone now. And she's like, man, who are we gonna prank now?
Cliff jumper, you
Right?
just sent our help across the space bridge. You're our new target.
Right, he's a new whipping boy, but
So,
that's another comic.
yeah. So the cover of number 38 for the UK, which is an American cover also, is really confusing. First of all, we realize now that we've gone from the Veritech or Valkyrie style. Jetfire to the show model, the Sunbow model, because
Yeah.
he looked very Valkyrie style when he's being built in the arc, and now he looks like a, I don't know, like a space cruiser. He doesn't even look like the Sunbow model. He's more wide, but
Yeah, and his looks like his cockpit or whatever, his nose cone is kind of more tapered.
yeah,
So
and
he's kind of in between.
It's definitely a look. He's got all his like arm armor, like leg and arm armor of Valkyrie Veritex.
Yeah.
It looks like he's got it on the model you're flying too,
Yeah.
which is interesting. I'm guessing they were kind of in between trying to figure out how to make it look like the show, and I don't know. But also, our buddy Yamtov, as you've already pointed out to me, has done us a big service this time. Given us Red Bumblebee.
Oh yeah. Well, I thought, is that Cliff Jumper and Hound?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
No, it looks like Cliff Jumper and Hound. And it would make sense considering what they do on the Sunbow miniseries starting off the show. Cliff Jumper and Hound had kind of a thing going on, like a buddy's thing going on.
This is when you order Cliff Jumper and Hound off of Temu.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a green blue streak.
It's Green Streak.
Green streak, exactly. He's all green there, except for his missile launcher on his shoulder.
That's what you find after a night with Jägermeister.
Yeah, I've been there. My dear wife is I had to keep it away from her because we went to a party one time at a friend's house. They found out that she liked Jaeger, and we show up, and there is a glass with ice and Jaeger in it, like a tumbler. Like, well, I'm going to be carrying her out of here later, and I did. Over my shoulder in the car, we're going home. My dear wife is she is an animal when she has too much Jaeger. So not even mean. She's just a lot. Yeah,
Yeah,
I love her dearly, but she's a lot.
Jaeger does that. It's the Jaeger monster.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, Jaeger monster. And Buster is a ginger.
Yeah.
On the cover.
In this cover, Buster is played by a young Ron Howard.
Yeah, exactly. And Yamtov, we haven't had this talk in a while. And I'm sorry we've taken a while to get back to the issues of the comedy on
Oh, well,
Neil.
before we get off the cover,
Yeah.
we have another, I think that maybe even the final frame of the Optimus Prime transformation
Oh
sequence
yeah.
from the old G1 commercial.
Has that kind of he's back, firing kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very
Got
cool.
the force perspective on his arm and everything, so.
Yeah, his legs are on the foreground and his arms are back there in the off the side. Yeah. Really cool. I really it would have been nice to have that kind of animation and sometimes in the show too.
Oh yeah. Well, and like I said, the flip book is complete now, so.
Yep. Maybe I find a way to do that as far as a little extra. I don't know. Maybe I'll try. But anyways,
Just crease all the spines on those old comics.
jeez, I'm taking real close pictures, scanning them in a high quality and cutting them down to small.
Oh.
Yep. So
That's
anyways,
no fun.
like I say, Nell, you and I had a long, long relationship here with the show, and I'm sorry it took so long to get back to you, Nell. At least you got the trees the right color. And you know what?
The beautiful yellow sky.
Neil Sky. Hey, you know what? Jesse is a redhead. I won't take that away from you. And Jeff Hire's colors are pretty close. So, you know what? I'll give you a C plus on this one.
There's some weirdness going on with the perspective on Jessie, because you'd think she'd be like on the other side of Blue Streak, but apparently Blue Streak is just enormous.
Oh yeah, he's a Dotson, you know how big his are.
Oh yeah, they're just mass, 18 people. It's like load right up in the old 280ZX.
280ZX, the Fair Lady bus.
Yeah,
Is that what he
just
is?
sneak them into the drive-in movie theater, because you can fit your whole family in the back of that Datsun.
And then when you try to get in, then it breaks down on you because it's Dotson.
I loved mine. I miss mine.
Oh, they're I've known a few people with one in the past, and they're fun cars. It's just,
I got so many tickets in that thing.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
I
But
want another one.
more tickets, please.
Yes.
So yeah, we back to Transformation, the opening of every comic issue. It gives you a little introduction and like table
The
of contents
rundown,
there.
yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of goes on the hot points here. Shockwave now knows a Buster has a creation matrix. Which is they explained the force that gives life to all Transformers. And Jeff Hart's first mission is to bring Buster back to him. So we'll see
Yeah.
how that goes.
And humans are back in charge of this portion of the comic, because last issue, many moons ago,
That's right.
yeah, Soundwave was writing this part as well.
That's why like normal service returns.
Right.
That's right. That's right. So also this is coming up on Christmas. Yeah, this is December 85, and there's a little get your claws into some great Christmas prizes free. Once again, the UK kids in their comics got free stuff.
Oh yeah.
Man, I can't imagine Stan the Man Lee signing off on free stuff for Transformers fans. here on in the US. But there's a it was Santa
Yeah.
Claus the movie.
Is that the one with Dudley Moore in it?
Oh God, I don't know, maybe. I don't know which one this is. We've 20 books based on the film to be won in this easy to enter competition. I don't know. Maybe it's like the maybe it's a the Yule, rank bass one. I don't
Let's see. No, it's 85. Yeah, it's the Dudley Moore one.
Oh my God. It's not a good one.
No,
But
I didn't even watch that. Oh, well, it had John Lithgow in it and Burgess Meredith. I mean, it had a great
well,
cast, but
sure.
man, there's only so much you can do with that.
You basically you answer the jot the answers to three questions below on a postcard, send it in, and the questions are pretty actually this is kind of neat seeing this. Name the ex-leader of the Decepticons being Megatron. The Autobot Prowl transforms into what vehicle? Once again, that's kind of cool. Datsun 280Z with patrol lights on. And then the bird-like Decepticon spy cassettes. That's on Laserbeak. That's kind of cool. They actually asked ones that weren't so obvious. You actually had to be reading the book for a bit to know
Right.
these better. That's kind of cool. Kind of impressed by that. And then, Lou Stringer and his robot capers.
I'm laughing at looking up the Santa Claus movie because the guy that played Santa Claus was the mayor in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Like, oh, well, David Huddleston? Is that his name? Maybe.
I think maybe. I don't know.
Is that right? Yeah, David Huddleston.
I'd recognize his face. I don't know his name.
Yeah. They just put a beard on the on Olson Johnson.
God. Well,
Wow, one of his last jobs was on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
which season was that?
Oh, it's in
I'm going out.
2009, so season six.
God, she's been on that long.
Yeah.
Anyways,
It's still
so yeah,
going.
it is, which is, I always love the I can't go into it too much on the podcast here because we get
Yeah.
kind of family friendly, but the whole thing with like, was it oh God, Charlie Day, he finds out his turn in the trailer with oh my God, Danny. And Danny's wife Rue Perlman's in there getting ready to film it. Yeah, we'll leave your imagination go there. It's one of the funniest clips.
The gang
Anyways.
runs a podcast.
a lot of smurfing going on. The
Yeah.
Lou Stringer and the Robo Capers, this brilliant idea to get into the defense secrets of Earth
Yeah.
is to dress up to Bugs Bunny.
Well, they're disguised the robot as a typical human, so it can walk around without anyone knowing. And yeah, they dress it up pretty much like Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son.
No, God, that's a great callback there. That's the
Or, you
hat.
know, that's Minnie Pearl.
What's the hat, man?
Yeah. But yeah, it's just like a giant, like, chomp faced metal robot with red high heels.
And like, pincer fingers
Yeah.
and a red church hat with yellow daisies in
With these clamps, you want me to use my clamps, boss?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, this is, I guess, technically would be the first pretender to show up in the comics. Come on, Hasbro, make this happen.
No joke. But into the issue, man. We just started off with Buster and Jesse off on a bike ride. Dude, for one thing, Jesse looks like she's like some early 20s model and she's hanging out with this like teenage kid. They did not skimp on drawing Jesse.
Girls mature faster than guys.
Yeah, he was using some sort of some whatever model he was using to draw this. And who's doing the pencils in this?
Is Herb Trimpe? Is that his name?
I think so. I
Herb
think so at
Trimpe,
this
yeah.
point. I've forgot since we had spent a while since we've done issues.
Yeah, I believe it was Herb Trimpe.
But they're riding bikes down this trail, and dude, Jesse is having a great time. Buster has this he has this I don't know, his look on his face, this creepy look. And
Right.
he has the concussive waves coming off of his head, like he's using his brain for stuff. Basically, they're racing, and he's like, I'm gonna make sure that she doesn't, get away from me. I'm gonna make her stop. He uses this creepy look, breaks her chain, and they have to stop and try to fix it.
Yeah, with the master link or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Pulls it out. So they've got to sit there and fix it. And
Because he couldn't catch her, because Jesse's more athletic than him. He's a bookworm and she's a dancer.
yeah.
So.
In fact, then he's 15 and she's like 23. Didn't hurt either. And not really, but sure looks like it. They're fixing it, and they have this, kind of conversation, and it leads to, him getting a big old kiss. But that's when Sparkplug interrupts.
Right.
Sparky shows up with Bumblebee and Blue Streak. I don't know how he found them. It's like he had them lowjacked or something. He has like a tracker on their bikes. Because they're not just like in the neighborhood somewhere. They're like down some park or some nature trail somewhere.
Oh, he knows where the kids go to hang out to make out.
I'm sure, yeah, that's why Buster stopped and like, hey, stop right here, man.
And
No.
it's funny too, because she said, race you to the falls, and he broke her link, and he looked, they're right there at the falls, so he could have just like waited like 5 seconds.
Nah, he couldn't handle
Yeah.
it. I love that Jesse's all, or not Jesse, God, Buster's all like, I wonder how that happened. Let me take a look. Like, I'll fix it. It's like, he rigs her engine to break down on the road. Like, oh, let me see if I'll fix it. Opens the hood and looks at it like, yep. Not
It's the
knowing you.
oldest trick in the book. Oh, the car just ran out of gas.
Hurley, yeah, not knowing anything about an engine. Looks like your distributor cap is messing up. I'll hit this tink, tink, tink. Well, we need to hang out here, wait for a tow truck in the dark on
And
the
then he
side
turns
of
into a
the
werewolf and dances with zombies. Oh,
car.
wait.
That's another story, but.
That's how, yeah.
Dude, Sparkplug's like, I gave Bumblebee the slip, but this other one, Blue Streak, tailed me pretty good. And yeah, Blue Streak is all over Sparky. Should we call him Sparky in this or Sparkplug?
A
I think
spark
it's Sparky.
plug.
Sparkplug, yeah. He's all
You
over
can call
Sparky.
him Irving.
I can't ever get, on top of calling him Irving. But anyways, they
But
show
yeah,
up.
there's no way his. I mean, he's a good mechanic, but I mean, his truck is not made for speed.
No.
So.
So yeah, Blue Streak and Bumblebee transform. They tell him, something's going on here. There's he they essentially like, we're gonna keep an eye on you because there's stuff going on, and we're trying to keep an eye. You make sure they're safe.
But Blue Streak has questions.
Oh yeah, he wants to know what's going on with what they were doing.
With their mouth. What were you doing with your mouths? Is that some kind of energy transfer? Well, they were putting a lot of energy into it until you guys showed up.
Yeah. Well, there was about to be more, but everyone decided to crash the party.
Yeah. Including Laserbeak.
Who's up there on top of the waterfall, this idyllic waterfall that no
Which.
one was that?
I was insane. Laserbeak had no idea where Buster was, and they led him right to him.
Yeah. Everyone has crashed this little makeout session. I felt bad for these two kids. I mean,
Well,
she's not
they could have
kid.
kept Buster safe if they just left him alone.
Yeah, so there's this great
Jesse
shot
might
of,
not have been safe, but.
yeah, there's this great shot of Shockwave, like basically programming Jetfire's, I guess, brain module or whatever to go do what he
Yeah.
wants him to do. And that's what Laserbeak was there to try to track where he was so they can send Jetfire after Buster to retrieve him.
And okay, well, first of all, Shockwave's eye just kind of does everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it projects, Rumble's low res brain
I love that.
pattern stuff. And then yeah, now he can program Jetfire with it. And I don't know. I'm just wondering why he didn't send a seeker or something.
Well, secrets
I
talk
know,
back.
right? But I mean, he sends a mindless automaton to go
Yeah,
get this guy.
honestly, with Shockwave, it's probably kind of a control issue with him. He's going to send out his big bad new weapon, who has no ability to talk back to him and has complete lack of autonomy.
I'm sure he has some logic behind it.
Oh yeah, it's like it's an extension of himself. He's like, I'm going to do this myself, make sure it gets done right. So
Right.
that's what I think, anyways. Nothing stop you from your objective, my slave.
I
Is what
think
he
he
says.
did it because he was right in front of Optimus, so it was just like a nanny nanny boo boo thing.
Well,
You got you get to watch me send him after him.
Optimus is like, well, that's Jeff Hire's a formidable machine. And he knows that it's gonna be hard for the Blue Streak and Bumblebee to stop Jeff Hire.
Yeah. That's he doesn't have a whole lot of confidence in those two.
But the worst part of this whole situation with at the
Oh, well,
waterfall.
he doesn't really know those two are out there though, still.
No, he did. The worst part about Bumblebee at the waterfall is he is totally giving away the game, Buster. Because he's like, hey, you must explain to your father how you changed Optimus Prime and gave you the enormous power. This is why the Decepticons want you. And Jesse's like, what's he talking about, Buster? And Buster's like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's playing coy with the creation matrix.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's only gonna last so much longer. But there's like Sparkplug's like, all right, kids, into the truck, we're going home. But and before that happens, Laserbeak is on the scene.
See, everybody's off their game today because,
Yeah.
Laserbeak reveals his location. All Laserbeak was supposed to do is locate him and
Lead
basically,
Jetfire.
yeah. He's the scout,
Yeah.
and he decides he's going to get in on the action and tip off that the Decepticons know where they
Yeah.
are. And
And this is really one of Blue Streak's big premiere of issues where he's using his powers, his rifle powers,
his
and
ion dispenser rifle,
yeah,
because
metal seeking
you have to
silvery blue
announce what the gun
burst.
is.
Yep. The metal seeking silvery blue burst of electricity, which ends up hitting Laserbeak, even though Laserbeak should be able to outfly it. And he's like, not a
Oh.
bad shot if I do say so myself. Like, dude, you didn't get them because you're good. It's because you have really cool weapons.
Oh yeah, well, Blue Streak is a skilled gunner.
Yeah. Well, if you have guns like that, I'd be pretty skilled too. But,
He's inviting everybody to the gun show.
Yeah, so also he's like talking about how good a shot it was. It's not if I do say so myself, and Bumblebee's like, and you always do.
Oh yeah, he has to crow.
Yeah, he likes to brag. So yeah, the Sparkplug. We're back to splotchy color again. I'm just gonna throw that out there now,
Yeah.
splotchy buddy. So yeah, he's saying like, see what I mean? We got to get the car. This is gonna be a problem. It's gonna have a big blowout here. And then Blue Streak is kind of leaning back, cool pose actually, cool drawn pose. He's kind of doing this whole thing. He's leaning back, looking at Jetfire. He was huge coming at them. And he says like, "Who is that?" And Bumblebee says, "He's not a friend, but he's not a friend. He's got the Decepticon symbol on his on the top of his jet mode. He's not a friend."
Yeah. And Bumblebee's getting ready to huck a boulder at him.
Yeah, he misses him completely. Not an easy target hit either. I'm like, dude, you threw a boulder. I mean, shoot a
Yeah.
gun maybe. Jetfire goes and starts laying waste to the ground, trying to shoot everyone, which doesn't really lend to the whole bringing back Buster thing, but whatever.
Everyone in this comic is ill-suited for the job they've been given.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
But at least Jetfire has the excuse of being a slave, like a mindless automaton right
Yeah,
now.
he's just a mindless robot. He's not even like a sentient robot, so.
Yeah, the and they're just trying to fight back against Jetfire, but Jetfire is pretty dang tough. And like Blue Streak's not shooting fast enough. Bumblebee gets shot in the leg. All kinds of stuff's going on, and Jetfire is coming out with the really cool missiles, by the way. Well, that's Blue Streak's. His shell opens up and it shoots out these little independent little targeting missiles,
Yeah.
which goes after Jetfire and mostly doesn't hit him. I think like one does.
Yeah, after Bumblebee got shot in the knee.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're not the best Autobots anyways to go after
It's kind
something.
of a cluster bomb though, ain't it? I mean,
It's kind of, it opens up and all the
a
tiny little
bomb that
missiles
drops
shoot out.
little bombs,
Well, the old projectiles,
Yeah.
which whatever, man. Like I'm gonna shoot a missile that shoots little missiles. That whatever.
What do they call Matryoshka?
Yeah, exactly.
Matryoshka missiles. Away.
But Bumblebee actually brings up something kind of cool here. He had deduces that he took a hit dead on, and he didn't even act like he's hurt. So he was like, Buster, any living Transformer would have registered pain, but he's not even doing that. The jet's not even paying attention. He's not acting like anything. And he also reminds him, like, you have the creation matrix. You can control anything, any non-living metal.
Yeah.
So go for it. And he yells to him, you can defeat your attacker. He's like, huh. And
Buster's still trying to keep his secret.
Sparkplug's like, he's got a screw loose, son. You don't have this, do you? Well, yeah, he's trying to keep the secret because his dad's so proud that he does so much good in the shop, and he doesn't want Jesse to know that he messed up her bike so he could make out all the
Well,
stuff.
and he tells me, you always do what's right,
He puts on the guilt right there.
Yeah, like if you could do something about this, I know you would.
Yep. Oh,
Yeah.
dude, and you're like, you mean that, Dad? And that's when Jeff Hart comes back around. But does the whole just like the Veritech of Valkyrie thing? It pulls the arms out from underneath. And so I swear they had a Valkyrie still when they're doing these drawings, where they're looking at the Sunbow model. Think of how the arms come out from underneath the Jetfire toy. That's exactly what this does. Pulls them out and he goes and grabs the wrecker and tries to grab the people, the three humans.
It's a good analogy for what Harmony Gold would do to him if this was today.
Yeah. But Buster decides, you know what? I'm done with this. And Sparkplug wants to get out. And Buster says, I do have the power. And disassembles Jetfire in midair. He's
That
got
that's just, Hasbro QC. What's going on, man? Come on.
yeah. It'd be
Get it
yellow by
together,
now if that were the
guys.
case.
Yeah.
He's got the concentric waves coming out of his head. He's got the Kirby sparkle things going off his head too,
Yeah.
and that is completely Kirby style art. Like who
Yeah,
our
very
artist here.
geometric.
Yeah, our artist here is a fan. But yeah, this symbol's Jafar right in midair. And he's got his he, next frame, he's got his head down like he's concentrating. And he's
Yeah.
trying to figure out what to do, and he reassembles the jet, but he kind of lets him know that he took something out of there.
Well, about him like lowering his head, I guess I don't know if he's tired or ashamed that he lied to him or whatever,
Yeah.
but the way the little action lines and the pieces from Jetfire, it looks like his head exploded. Yeah,
Does.
it looks like it's just like the collar on his shirt and his head's gone. When I first read this as a kid, I was like, what happened to his head? I was like, oh, okay. But
Yeah. Hey, dude, and also he has to finally own up, like, yeah, did you do that? He's like, yeah, I guess I did, Dad. And
yes.
Bumblebee's trying to help him. He's like the creation matrix whisperer. It's like, hey, and you can reassemble the jet if you wanted to. Go ahead, try. But yeah.
Yeah, and they're worried about it could attack again. He goes, oh, no, I made sure that it won't. So.
Yeah. He took something of the jet, so we're going to find that out here soon. Reassembles it, and yeah, he's got a cool jet of some sort and just parked there now. And he shows Bumblebee shows Buster the brain module
The
of.
teeny tiny brain module.
I don't ever want to hear anyone making fun of the Dinobots again.
Right?
This brain module is the size of a thumb drive.
Yeah, it is.
It totally is. I mean, like,
It's like a piece of, was it Hubba Bubba Bubble Gum?
it's this. Well, it would have Duke Never Colors with it in the other case.
Without the spider eggs. Or was
I
that Bubble Yum? I can't remember which one was supposed to have spider eggs in
don't know, dude. God.
Oh,
The
but
yeah, so he's holding his brain in his hand, like, oh, so well. What do you think, Dad?
Well, in a way, Jetfire is both the Tin Man and the Scarecrow now, because he didn't have a heart earlier, and now he has no brain.
And yeah, God, you're not wrong. So the they're a little while later, little epilogue, they're heading back south of BlackRock Aerospace Plant number one. Convoy
Yeah, the
Autobots.
military seems to be pulling out again.
Yep. Which, man, whatever. They're saying, like, hey, you guys are heading the wrong way, or like, we're not military though.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're trying to figure out what they need to do next to rescue Optimus Prime, which, I mean, honestly, at this point, it's a really good idea considering that Optimus Prime is not, his days are numbered at this point because he doesn't have the creation matrix. He is just annoying Shockwave at this point.
And they've been eavesdropping through BlackRock's phones because,
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. The
privacy
last
doesn't
issue.
exist at BlackRock Industries.
Yeah. Yeah, well, excuse me. They're talking about like a Jeep leading them. Speaking of like the Autobots. Is he talking about Hound?
Yeah, Hound. Because if you look, Hound, he's kind of like a grayish purple. He's in front of Prowl, and that.
Oh, you're right. I see it. I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. But oh, he's talking about not being able to see anyone driving the Jeep. Yeah, that makes sense. Whatever. It's
Yeah,
not.
he doesn't have Spider-Man with an army helmet this time.
And he didn't think to do a hologram.
Hologram.
So inside the plant, Shockwave's like, this pose is like, you don't have the creation matrix anymore, do you, Optimus Prime? And basically, your usefulness has ended. And you're going to execute Optimus Prime.
Yeah, now that he's confirmed that, Buster has it.
Well, yeah, and then I guess Laserbeak would be the one to confirm it because Jetfire obviously didn't. Unless Shockwave was looking through Jetfire's eyes or something like that.
Oh no, he's not looking through Jetfire's eyes, or he'd know Jetfire was downed. So yeah, they are all like blathering all the secret intel in front of Laserbeak, so.
Yep, good times.
And Shockwave's a smart guy. He can figure it out.
He's been really patient considering all the time that this has gone on.
He really has.
He's been way more patient than I think the Prime version of Shockwave would have been. Prime version of Shockwave would have hooked up Optimus Prime to like jumper cables and has been torturing him the entire time. So this
Right.
is, pretty nice of him. But I guess the patience has come to an end. So there we are. But honestly, this whole story arc, I think, has like what, one more issue? The race.
Yes.
Yeah, we're about to wrap it up. Kind of feels like it. And I'm just happy to have Optimus Prime with his head on his body coming up. And I'm sure dying in his own right several times over. And, giving us that. Because that's what we really know Optimus Prime as, not a head in a lab. So, there you
We got a toy of that finally.
go. Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, find that in myself.
And we've got our December calendar and poster.
Soundwave does not look fantastic in this one. They look like they, I don't know
He
who.
looks like a certain Despot that's still on Cybertron.
God.
He's got a little bit of Strax's
He
face going
does.
on
I'm
there.
looking at that. The head, yeah, definitely there's more Straxes, but they spent too much time trying to do all the little like decals on him and didn't do enough time getting the head right. Or the gun is like all cockeyed and weird. He's like holding it and it's pointing up. That looks like, no offense to fan art, because some of it's actually pretty darn good. That looks like fan art. That's not like a professional did that.
Like the ones the kids send in.
Yeah, they're actually not bad. Like some of them are obviously because they're like 6 years old, but some of the ones that you see in there, I'm like, huh, I'm actually kind of surprised.
Well, we're spoiled now for, quality artwork
Oh yeah.
with like 16 covers from like famous artists, each month.
You're not wrong.
If
And
you're not
just
spending $200 a month on Skybound covers, then what are you even doing, man? What are you even doing?
not wrong.
It's a
Even
car note. It's a car note worth of comic books
every month.
every month.
Well,
And
here
you're
in
still
California.
not going to get them all, because then there's like crazy exclusives that you didn't even know about till they're gone. And
Well, yeah, even like the you have the all the Void Rivals ones, the G.I. Joe ones, and the Transformers ones.
well, I was looking at like the stuff for 25, and there's the ones that you know about, and then you look at, and there's all these convention exclusives, and certain comic book stores have exclusives, and they get like some of them got like 150 printed, and some of them got like 300, and it's like, how are you ever going to get some of those? Like, completionists have got to be going nuts.
Dude, I am so glad I didn't. I don't even try for it to be a completionist. I just want enough that's going to make me happy, bring me some joy. You know,
Well, you know how you could really solve this? With
how's it?
magic. You need a world where magic really works, and werewolves lurk in lonely forests, and fell magicians plot in ruined towers to get all the covers.
Indeed.
Yeah, so there's a Dungeons and Dragons basic rule set ad in this
Oh, I
comic.
love these because I love that old old first edition, even second edition art.
Yeah, well, this isn't e this is before this is not the
Yeah,
advanced Dungeons and Dragons. This is
this is the red
just,
box.
yeah.
When dragons were essentially big fat lizards with tiny wings, like this
Yeah.
picture, and this guy has this bulby, weird looking sword that doesn't look like it can cut anything. It looks like it's about to fall apart.
Yeah.
But he looks cool in his purple.
I love seeing that TSR logo. It's
Oh
like
yeah.
seeing an old friend after a long time.
There used to be this this Hallmark store in Pensacola on the north side, and we used to go there and like find like just random old modules in there.
Yeah.
And it was just like the weirdest place to find, D&D stuff. Like you can find it at like Walden Books or Books a Million, or not Books a Million, actually at that time it was B. Dalton and Walden Books in the
Yeah.
mall.
Oh,
You
yeah.
find, stuff at like, comic shops. But walking in this Hallmark store and find just random old D&D stuff is just kind of cool. Old miniatures, old rule sets and stuff.
Oh, old lead miniatures.
Dude, I
I
have
still got some
some.
of those in my desk. I've got like a wolf and a couple of elves and I think a ranger. They're all like, I've got them bagged.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, they're the old like pewter and lead ones.
Dude, they're ridiculous too. They and after a while, those things just start kind of getting all globby if you handle them too much, because the
Yeah.
pewter is a soft metal.
Yeah.
And like all those features are gone. So
Oh yeah, you're supposed to paint them and just only handle the bases after that.
yeah. I got
Yeah.
mine in a package somewhere, like so they don't get all messed up in a closet, because I don't really have tabletop role playing game sessions anymore. So,
Yeah, I haven't done those in a while either.
well, I mean, we're all too old and no one talks to each other. We're all like virtually talking to each other.
Barely talk to you. What are you
I
talking
know, God, trust me, I know. I try to hibernate when I can, but
So, speaking of Soundwave, he's back in the letters column.
he's kind of subdued though.
Yeah, he's, well, they've learned they need to kiss up to him. Yeah.
And they're pretty good at this.
And like, this one guy, he wants, more Transformers and less like side stories. And that's when Soundwave announced that the Machine Man story will be coming to a close in a few issues. And this guy is under the impression that Optimus Prime created all the Transformers
Yeah.
with the Creation Matrix. And he's like, well, who made Optimus Prime? And he's like, well, whoever had the Creation Matrix before. And yeah, Soundwave seems very offended at the thought of Optimus Prime being their creator.
He's your daddy now. But yeah, like honestly, they're pretty. He was like really on fire. I almost feel like someone else was writing the responses, like about like last issue, the issue before that. He was
Oh
really
yeah.
salty.
Well, we get a Decepticon sympathizer in the
Yeah.
next one, and he said basically, if you take over Earth, you might as well spare me. He just goes,
Perhaps.
perhaps.
I like
Like,
you. I'm your biggest fan. It's like the old saying for whenever the idea of Cthulhu walking the streets again, you're walking the earth again. Like, hey, you know what? be one of his chosen ones because you'll die first.
I was thinking he was giving like WC Fields vibes here, like, go away, kid, you bother me.
I'll think about it. But yeah, there's actually a lot of really positive people talking about things, and Soundwave is he's kind of he has a little of the there's this one letter, the human helpers, ha, who are involved in mechanics of printing transformers, sometimes err and get the colors wrong in the last vital stage. No, come on, dude.
Oh yeah, no, that's where they switch the
It's like
layers.
the layers when we saw some really funky colors. But come on. To err is human, to forgive is a failing that Decepticons shall never fall prey to. There is those responsible for him soundly neuroshocked.
That's funny.
Dude.
Yeah, the plates, that's the word I was
The
looking
plates,
for. The
yes. When they
plates,
ship them overseas, the plates don't always line up right, or they
Well,
go
it's
out of
when they put
order.
them on the printing, when they start printing, they got two of them transposed.
Anyways.
And here's a picture, a preview for the next issue that I'm sure Soundwave loved a lot.
Optimus
He's got
Prime shooting Autobots.
shooting Ottawa. It's like a turkey shoot there.
Expect the unexpected. It's true, the little blurb. It's true. Next issue, Optimus Prime's head is reunited with his body, and like the mighty warrior he is, he wastes no time in blasting the opposition. Trouble is, they're his fellow Autobots. Don't miss startling events. Just 7 days' time. Which, probably about 14 days' time for here, but still.
Yeah.
It's
That
going to be a
was one of the
bloodbath.
comics I got out of one of those Toys R Us 3 packs where they're
Oh,
doing
really?
the
The one with the Prime starts shooting all the Autobots? Nice. Oh, God, those Toys R Us 3 packs are so good. I miss those things. You can just get random issues, too.
Dude, I've been seeing them like that at Ollie's. Not necessarily Transformers, but just packs of comics in the bags there. Yeah. It's like 3 to 5, I think, but
Just random comics, or is there any
random
kind
stuff. Yeah, it's random stuff. I mean,
of.
sometimes it's Marvel and DC mixed, and I mean, some of them go back to the 80s. I saw like some old like single digit X Factor comics in
Oh,
there.
wow. This is just like reprints of stuff they brought out to try to make some money or something. Who
I don't know
knows?
if they're reprints though. They look legit. I mean, I didn't buy any to open them up and see if it says second or third printing, but I don't think they're reprinting that stuff. I think it's
Wow.
like old stock that was in a warehouse somewhere for 40 years.
God.
And there's a lot of the 90s stuff that, nobody really cares about, but it'll be all mixed in. Like you'll have Dan Ketch Ghost Rider with like Superman red and blue,
God. Oh, my God, I remember that whole
And then you, oh, was
fiasco.
it USA One? That
USA
old
One.
truck is that old trucker comic?
Oh, God, I barely remember that.
Yeah, back when CBs were all the
Oh,
rage.
yeah.
And BJ and the Bear was on TV.
And lot lizards were really popular.
I guess they're still popular. I
Yeah,
mean,
I'm sure. BJ and the Bear. Oh, I'm glad you went that direction. So I heard you start to talk, and I thought we were getting something else on this episode.
Well, I'm sure there are some truck stops where you can meet BJ and the Bear. We ain't judging. We're not judging.
What a great TV show that was.
Yeah, old Sheriff Lobo.
All right,
Man,
y'all.
they had a lot of innuendo.
You have to I'll ask, if they were they doing that on purpose, or was it just did it become the joke later on as people started like overanalyzing it?
Oh no, they were coming out of the 70s and we had Three's Company on TV. Yeah, they were working
Roma
as much as they could.
Sirupa.
But before we're done with this, we have one last moment of horror as that creepy kid is back with his gun and his truck.
Dude, he never goes away. I think he's like a Japanese horror movie. He lives in these issues, and the only time anyone even remembers him is when we read the page and we announce it to everyone, and he gets like a little more power to come back.
Right,
He's gonna start crawling out of the issues here soon.
and he's still wearing old Snake's jacket, so
Yes, old snake.
That's a young Cobra Commander. There's maybe he's a Fred clone.
God. That is one of the weirdest, funniest things that they did in G.I. Joe, though, is a Fred thing.
Oh yeah.
God, I love that. There are so many weird, fun things with those old Joe comics.
When do we get like an 18-pack of Freds from G.I. Joe Classified? Just, they all have different bodies, but it's the same head stuck on all of them.
Jolanta exclusive.
Right?
That
Needs to happen.
really, I'm surprised no one's done I'm sure someone probably has done plenty of custom jobs with that.
And just go crazy with it. I mean, stick one on, Lady J's body, Fred's head, stick one
Tomax.
on Tomax, just get just crazy. Put one on a bat, why not?
Oh God, yes. Fred, Jesus.
Globulus with the Fred head.
Man, I love that idea.
Nemesis and Fredster.
Oh my God. The puns are endless.
Yeah.
Lady Fred.
Lady Fred, yeah.
It's Scarlet and her lime green a Ninja Force outfit with Fred's head. God, yes. Oh God,
Give him red hair. Give that Fred red hair though. Just
just like Buster.
he'd
Do
be a
you
Fred head.
remember God, I want to say it was the early 90s, they had the G.I. Joe Space Force.
Yes.
Do you remember the monsters they had? They had these like alien monster things that they were the Space Force were fighting.
Yeah, they had some weird stuff.
Yeah, it was like in humanoids a bit. But
Yeah.
can you imagine like Fred on top heads on one of those things?
Didn't they make some of them that like they were like shapeshifters or something? I don't.
I don't know the lore of it, man. I just know I was looking for a G2 Transformers and I saw those things on the shelf. Like, what is this? There's like the giant mech thing that G.I. Joe's Space Force used.
Yeah.
Because yeah, at that point it was Ninja Force and Space Force, essentially. And like
I was showing that to the kids the other day because they were asking, like, are there any astronaut G.I. Joes? And I said, oh, yes, come look at
actually.
this.
And there God, that space shuttle they had, I cannot remember the name of it right now.
Defiant.
The Defiant, thank you.
Yeah.
The Defiant. That was a cool looking set. I don't know if it was any good, but it was a cool looking set. Obviously I never got it.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
kind
it's based on that like space
Yeah.
plane thing. They did one of the mini cons. Like that. I don't remember which mini
Yes,
con that
one of
is. Yeah.
the Star Saber minicons,
Yeah,
like
one of the Star
yeah.
Saber guys.
It was like the concept for like what was going to replace the space shuttle.
Yeah.
I remember that. And that kind of neat thing about the designs on G.I. Joe is they would take a lot of concepts that were on the cutting room floor kind of thing for plans for new vehicles or new military industrial things, and they would make vehicles out of them. That's why
Like
you
those
got
awesome hydrofoils.
they are everywhere now.
I think that was the first G.I. Joe commercial I saw was when they're advertising the Cobra hydrofoil.
And then Cobra Hydrofoil, God, almost tripping our own words, was used in every episode to escape. When
Oh,
they had to
yeah.
leave in the water, they left on the hydrofoil. The thing must have been like booking it. Like when they had jet engines in the back or something, and they were up on skis essentially.
Right.
We don't have time to get through the water. We got to go above the water. I don't know. I didn't never have the hydrofoil. I had the whale, which is the hovercraft, which is cool.
Oh, yeah, I
Holy
think it was
jeez.
massive, also.
Yeah, it was. You put it in the bathtub and it would take up half the bathtub. And
See,
of
when do we
course,
get that for classified?
I think it's gonna be gigantic for
Right?
classified.
It's like as big as a couch.
God, because you can fit all the different figures inside the front, because you can have like the shore launch thing with the hovercraft.
I'm waiting for someone to build a flag in like their backyard or something.
You'd have to.
Yeah,
Jesus,
because
I
you're not getting that in
actually,
a house.
yeah. It's like
The
where
house is the flag.
the jokes on people doing 3D prints of giant upsized Transformers. Like, yeah, this is my divorce bot.
Oh yeah, the divorce class.
Divorce
Come,
class.
yeah, that giant Metroplex. It's like 4 feet
Yeah.
tall or something like that.
That's without legs. That's so like from the chest up, I think. Oh, actually, no. There, that is actually a release. That one is a legitimate release, right? The big Metroplex. I'm
Yeah,
talking
well,
about.
he's still just 2 feet tall. There's a 4 foot one that's
Oh yeah.
like that's a third party one.
Okay. No,
I think there may be a couple of them.
there's a dude out there. I've got to find a picture of it. Who is has been 3D printing a Metroplex. He's taken up an entire room with it, and it's only from
Oh,
like the
I've seen
chest up.
that. Yeah.
That's your divorce class.
Well, yeah, because he uses it basically as a display for his Transformers. He puts them on it and in it. Yeah.
Which you obviously, it's not going to hold up anything in, so you may as well use it for shelves.
Right.
I mean, once you get to the certain point, certain weight, the joints just aren't going to hold anymore, which is something that a lot of people don't realize about. The bigger the transformer, the harder it is to keep it
At that
in one
point, you just
piece.
need to make it out of like wood and steel.
Steel rivets in there to hold things together.
Yeah.
Anyways, as you know, we can ramble on for a while.
Here we go again.
Yeah, I know. It's catching up. I haven't talked to any person in like weeks, so not because they're NJU people. I know it's fine. Anyways, y'all take it easy. We're gonna get back on doing the UK issues, kind of get back in the swing of things, and we have some work to get on. We are still trying to get the planning together for the Transformers the movie. The whole thing was like moving parts and trying to get people on their schedules at the right time to work together. So we'll get to that. Promise you that.
Oh
And go.
yeah, maybe some more GoBots too. I'd like to do some more GoBots
Gobots.
episodes.
Those
GoBots.
Kmart Transformers. Yeah, definitely that too. We'll probably find some time to do that. Maybe we'll split off doing some UK issues and Gobot episodes. But
You
bring
know, and
GoBots.
the way the franchise is going, we might want to take a little peek at Mask.
Well, yeah, considering they're in the Skybound books now.
Right?
Miles Mayhem and Matt Tracker.
Craziness.
Yeah, Miles Mayhem looking like he drives a or pilots a cruise ship. Or not actually.
The cruise ship delivering your diabetes testing supplies.
The cruise
But now
ship
I
and
could use a refresher on Mask because it's been a while since I watched Mask.
they've got to have like a mini series to start it out, right?
I
There's
think
got to
so.
be. All these shows, the ones that really got going, I think they really start off with a mini series to kind of lay the.
They usually got like a pilot, yeah.
Like a 3-episode pilot. Like, some of the shows we check out every so often, you know.
It shows off the initial line that you need to buy for Christmas.
Well, yeah. And of course, there's always the characters that aren't in the original line or initial line that people ask about, and they finally show up in the third wave of line, and that's when the show is canceled.
Yeah.
They did
Then
that
you
with.
got the concept toys that you never got, that never got released. Everybody saw them on the back of the boxes, but they never showed up.
Yeah. God, we really are that old. Yeah. Anyways. So leave it here. And you guys, thanks for being here with us again. And we'll get this out to you. And hopefully, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. 'More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.